All right. This is In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And we are podcasting episode number 285. And we're going to talk about Genesis chapter 50, primarily as it relates to Joseph forgiving his brothers for the horrible things they did to him. Mm-hmm. And I probably won't rehash all of the things that they did to him. But if you want to get deeper into it, if you look at Genesis 37 through, 37, 38, you'll get a good idea of it. Just to kick things off, Marie, how do you feel about just your recollection of Joseph, maybe his dreams, maybe his relationship with his brothers, his father, him as ruler in Egypt? What are you just, when you hear his name, what are some of the first thoughts that come to mind?
No, since I haven't read this recently, I'm a little bit, I'm not really up on it. But what I can say is about forgiveness, period. It's just like, it just blows my mind that Joseph and, he would be, what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah. Willing to forgive?
Willing to forgive, yeah. That's a big one, because I think that's probably the hardest thing in that situation that you can do is forgive when someone did all these other things to you. And I don't know, when I think about it, it's just like, I felt real bad for the ones that did it to him, and then how he received it back, that was, yeah.
Why, just out of curiosity, why would you feel bad for his 10 brothers that put him in that position?
Well, I didn't mean to say that. They're the ones I'm talking about ought to be really ashamed of themselves.
Right,
it's just terrible. So yeah. If I said that, no, I didn't mean that.
Because those guys were they were really bad.
Yeah, can you?
They wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill their own brother, flesh and blood.
Yeah. Yes. So, just to think about what the father was thinking about, how when they when he found out they were alive and all of that is like.
Right.
That is.
Yeah. When he found out that Joseph was alive, I just can't imagine. I mean, I just can't imagine the emotions there. That's just wow.
That's a good, thing to meditate on and to really try to get an understanding of. Well, we know that the God that forgives is just an amazing God, So I guess that's all we need to really say about it. God is just who he is. And for him to forgive and all of that is amazing.
And it's why, it is amazing. It's why we should forgive also.
Yeah.
I mean, but when you look at the family history, this, in my opinion, this family was dysfunctional way before this happened to Joseph. I mean, if you look back at just Joseph's dreams that he was having in 37, how he, the brothers felt that he felt that he was better than them. Mm-hmm. That he was, there was just jealousy going on. There was a toxic environment there that led to hate that eventually led to the brothers plotting to kill Joseph.
That's another one. How can you plan to kill your own brother?
Yeah. Well, I think things that just kind of reached the, ahead when Jacob sent Joseph essentially, and he didn't say this, but it almost sounds like he was asking Joseph to spy on his brothers.
Okay.
And probably the only thing worse than a proud guy who thinks he's the smartest guy in the room is a proud guy who thinks he's the smartest guy in the room and he's a snitch.
Yeah.
He
flaunts it in your face also.
Right. Probably wasn't the wisest thing to just go and say these things out loud, even though they were true. And they did come to pass. Sometimes I think timing is everything. Mm. And discretion might be the better part of valor when you think about the fact that I don't know that God actually wanted him to say these things to these guys, at least not at this time. Maybe he did.
Right.
And we're just looking at it as Joseph as being a goody two shoes or rubbing it in their face. But it just seems like he could have chosen a better, I don't know, a better way of saying it.
Right. But like you were saying, though, leading up to this, it was a bunch of things that was said. You know,
right.
He would taunt them or whatever. And so it stands to reason that by the time if they were older, they had the, you know, they were tired of it. They were enough to drop you.
Oh, yeah, because this happened at age 17.
Yeah.
And we don't know how much time had elapsed since God had started giving these dreams to Joseph. You know, I don't know, was he 12? Was he 7? You know, was he 16? We don't really know. But we know that these guys, the Bible says, couldn't even say anything nice to Joseph. That's the translation. So they couldn't speak a good word to him.
How do you get that?
Yeah, this is far gone. So maybe one of the lessons that we can take away from this as we wrap up this episode is that let's keep short receipts. Yeah. Let's learn to forgive. Let's learn to reconcile, as Romans tells us, in as much as lieth within us, in as much as it's in our control, to use a more modern term. Let's live at peace with everybody.
Right.
Let's try to find ways to reconcile, but at the minimum, we can forgive. We can forgive, especially if we're at fault.
Right.
I mean, if someone else is at fault with us and we have the power to forgive, obviously, if we're at fault, we should ask for forgiveness immediately.
Yeah, and when I think about my brothers and sisters, there was 8 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And even that, I don't recall our family having any kind of, you know, loving, I mean, hating your brother at some point because of this, that, or the other. None of that. It's just.
Right. So just think how bad. I mean, but this represents a long line of favoritism and dysfunctionality, you know, going all the way back to Abraham and Sarah with the birth of Ishmael, and then Isaac. Going back to Isaac and Rebekah with the birth of Jacob and Esau, and the favoritism and the division and dissension in that household, which really was bad. There was also a threat to kill. Esau said he was going to kill Jacob. And then you go into Joseph's family, Jacob's family rather, with, you know, just all the issues he had with Uncle Laban, the issues he had with Rachel stealing the idol gods.
Yeah.
You know, his eventual coming to terms, as it were, with Esau. But this family has been plagued, in my opinion, with fighting, jealousy, envy, dishonesty. You know, just some of the things you can look back and see. And no wonder Joseph was victim of all of this.
Mm.
You know, he was coming on in on the tail end. He was the 11th of 12 sons.
Wow.
And this thing has really gotten out of control. It didn't help either that Jacob gave him a coat of many colors.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that, you know, was in that day, however that translated, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So, Lord, we just ask you to help us to be better examples of peace, be better examples of unity, to show forgiveness soon and early, and when there's dissension or when there's discord or when there's offense, may we ask for forgiveness and may we extend forgiveness right away.
Yes.
We love you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll see everybody next time.